Okay. From my understanding, both Sunnis and Shia Muslims, both groups of Muslims, believe in the justice of God. Okay. But how do they believe in the justice of God? From the Sunni scholars that I've talked to, and from the books that I've read, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything he wants. And so if I point out, well, how is it that Muawiyah and Yazid ended up with a family, a caliphate of a family dynasty, and why is it that the tragedy of Karbala was allowed to happen, and our Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and many members of his family were just murdered? Okay, how can that be? And the answer I get is Allah knows best. Okay, to me that seems like a big cop out, and I know that a lot of my Sunni brothers and sisters again are gonna put their hands over their ears, but let's put it this way: we know that Allah is the only God. Okay, there is no God except Allah. Okay, we know that. That's the first. We have a simple creed, and that's the first point of the creed. Okay, and if that's the case, by definition, Allah is perfect, okay? So when we say Allah can do whatever he wants, that's true. But what will Allah want if Allah is perfect? Okay, why is it that 114 times the Quran states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, it's translated compassionate or beneficent, and then Rahim is translated merciful, okay? Well, I know a little bit about Semitic languages, and I know that Rahman, which is compassion or beneficence or the most gracious, depending on how you want to translate it, that word is the same word in Hebrew and in Aramaic, which is the language that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, originally spoke, Aramaic, okay? And even from Sunni and Shia hadith about what Jesus has said, Sufi hadith about the sayings of Jesus, we know that Jesus, peace be upon him, talked about love. Okay, he's using the same word Rahman as the Quran uses, the Arabic Quran uses. Okay, so as a Christian, the New Testament is a Greek scripture. The Greek word used for the love of God is agape. Okay, in the Aramaic Bible, where it would say agape for the love of God, it says Rahman. Okay, so what does that say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfectly compassionate, perfectly merciful. Okay. Now, if Allah is perfect, why would he decide to do something terrible, okay? Allah might allow humans and even Muslims to do their own, to go their way, but he's not sanctioning that way, okay? Allah, there's no compulsion in religion. Allah allows people to do as they please for a certain time, and then when things get out of hand, then he sends judgment. Okay, so I can't accept well, Allah knows best that Yazid became the successor. For the government, as far as the Islamic Caliphate is concerned, he may have been the leader, but he's not the spiritual leader. There's no way he could be this. There's no way he could be the true spiritual leader that Allah wanted. He's a political leader. The politics, the government is being decided now by men and not by God. That's the way that it makes sense to me. And I say this because I know something of various Sufi groups, and just about all of them trace their lineage back to the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, through several of the family of the Prophet, or through Ali, and sometimes through peace be upon him, and sometimes through many of the other family of the Prophet, many of our other 12 Imams. Okay, so I know that the Prophet's family were good men. And so that's another reason why I believe the true leaders should have been the family of the Prophet, not because I love Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family so much that I want to set up a royal family, but because God has given the imams what they have. This comes from Allah. This doesn't come from men, okay? And now that leads to my fourth point, okay?